Without comment, Kinnison turned to the Gamma Zeta observers. "Any traces?" he asked. It developed that three of the fields had shown activity. Not merely traces or flashes, but solid punctures showing the presence of a hard, tight beam. And those three punctures were in the same line. A line running straight out into intergalactic space. Kinnison took careful readings on the line, then stood motionless. Feet wide apart, hands jammed into pockets, head slightly bent, eyes distant. He stood there unmoving, thinking with all the power of his brain.
"I want to ask three questions," the old commandant of cadets interrupted his cogitations finally. "Was Helmuth Boscon or not? Have we got them licked or not? What do we do next, besides mopping up those 18 supermolars?"
"To all three, the answer is, I don't know." Kinnison's face was stern and hard. "You know as much about the whole thing as I do. I haven't held back anything I even suspect. I didn't tell you that Helmuth was Boscon. I said that everyone in any position to judge, including myself, was as sure of it as one could be about anything that couldn't be proved. The presence of this communicator line and the other stuff I've told you about makes me think he wasn't. However, we don't actually know any more than we did before. It is no more certain now that Helmuth was not Boscon than it was before that he was. The second question ties in with the first, and so does the third. But I see they've started to mop up." While von Hohendorf and Kinnison had been talking, Haynes had issued orders, and the Grand Fleet, divided roughly and with difficulty into 18 parts, went raggedly outward to surround the 18 outlying fortresses. But, and surprisingly enough to those patrol forces, the reduction of those hulking monsters was to prove no easy task. The Bosconians had witnessed the destruction of Helmuth's Grand Base. Their master plates were dead. Try as they would, they could get in touch with no one with authority to give them orders, with no one to whom they could report their present plight. Nor could they escape. The slowest mauler in the patrol fleet could have caught any one of them in 5 minutes. To surrender was not even thought of. Better far to die a clean death in the blazing holocaust of space battle than to be thrown ignominiously into the lethal chambers of the patrol. There was not, there could not be, any question of pardon or of sentence to any mere imprisonment, for the strife between civilization and Bosconia in no respect resembled the wars between two fundamentally similar and friendly nations which small green Terra knew so frequently of old.